This is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Saturday, September 7th, eve of the Feast of the Nativity of Mary in the year of our Lord, 1985. We are presently situated at the Vatican Pavilion Grounds, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
All about the trees, there are columns of light. I say columns because they're like long streamers coming from high in the sky. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, many feet in the air, I can barely see the coloration of the light that is slowly coming through the clouds of the sky. Now, the light is becoming round, circular, not cascading down as originally onto the trees below, and I can see that Our Lady is smiling. She is coming fast down to the trees. Now Our Lady is looking all about herself. She's looking to and fro, and also she is going over slightly to our left side, which would be her right side. And Our Lady is now taking out her rosary. It was about her waist. And Our Lady is wiping tears from her eyes. I don't know why at this time Our Lady is crying, but for the first time I see a wisp of hair on her mantle. Never in all the apparitions of Our Lady have I ever seen even a wisp of hair. But I can only tell you, in the light, it's difficult to describe. But her hair is not black. Her hair is a dark brown. Now, Our Lady is smiling, and she is taking the rosary, which she had about her belt, out like this. And she is taking the crucifix, the beautiful, large crucifix, which cascades its golden contents onto the Our Fathers and the Hail Mary beads of her rosary. Our Lady is taking the crucifix now and blessing all at her right side, which would be our left side, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is looking about her and she's slowly turning to the left. Now as I watch, I can see coming down from heaven two angels. I know they're angels because of the way they float and the angelic goodness that seems to stem into your very emotions. There is no human way to explain the approach of these two angels. They are carrying between them a pillow, a beautiful blue velvet pillow, and sitting on the pillow is a crown. A beautiful golden crown set with all of the colors of the rainbow stones. I know they are precious stones. And they are going to Our Lady now. Our Lady is coming over directly above her statue. Now each angel is holding, and before Our Lady, they have now come over in front of her, and they're holding up this pillow. And I see an invisible force. There are no hands lifting it. But the crown upon the pillow is rising slowly now, and it's rising and coming right onto Our Lady's head. It is a fantastic view. I wish that everyone could see this. The crown is just beautiful, but the crown is similar to what we have come to know as the Fatima crown. And now Our Lady is smiling. Her rosary beads have been placed about her waist again, and Our Lady is standing like this. My child, I wish for prayers of atonement, especially for the protection of the Holy Father in Rome. As I have warned you, the time is growing short, and the enemies of my son's church are accelerating in their plan to do away with your vicar. Your vicar who has been sent to you by God the Father to save the whole institution of religion in the world and not have it fall into the hands of the egomaniacs that reside in the land called Russia. My child and my children, I speak to you and I come to you as your mother, a mother of love. If only you could be as one with me and my son. How grateful we are for those who have chosen to dedicate their lives and give up all the attachments that bore into the human spirit and destroy it. Material things, my children, shall not be judged as making you worthy to enter the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven, I repeat, is a narrow road, and so few today are finding it because they have hardened their hearts and closed their ears to all that we say to them, that we cry for them in heaven. My child, I wish that you would exercise more caution in going out of your home. You must not venture alone. I have sent to you your daughter and another to help you in this trying time. My child and my children, I speak to you all as one voice from heaven, one among many, telling you that the time is short. The grain in the hourglass is beginning to filter through. Look, my child, and see what is ahead for mankind. Our Lady now is standing directly above her statue, and she's pointing high into the sky. And I see a whole globe of the world. I know it's a globe, but it's frightening because all points that are pinpointed with a black dot are now in flames. Our Lady is touching her lips now as she stands with her face tears streaking down her face onto us all. Our Lady is looking about her and she is touching her lips. I must listen carefully and repeat. My child and my children, this could be an occasion of great joy, my coming to you. But the fate of humanity and the world lies in the hands and the hearts of the faithful. Without your prayers and your acts of penance, you cannot save your Pope and our son, your vicar. I will say in my mother's heart, from my mother's heart to you, that your vicar will soon meet with an enemy who comes as an angel of light to him, but is an enemy of my son's church and all of my son's churches throughout the world. We choose, my child, to call them the house of God because it is a home, a refuge for all of our children who suffer and are brought to naught by modern science. In this way, we hope that modern science will accept the supernatural, but they rather would cast it aside, my child and my children. I have warned you all to protect your children. I come to you as a mother. So few can understand my role throughout life on earth. I too know, my children, all of your hardships, your sorrows, and the temptations from Satan, for I too was upon your earth, my children. This you have forgotten. I am not unapproachable, as some think. because I was as one of you until the Eternal Father lifted me up into heaven. My child and my children, I shall continue to beg the Eternal Father to hold his heavy hand from coming upon you. Your peace and joy, that words are spoken of, peace and joy when there is no peace and no joy. How can there be joy when others have assumed a power which they expect to transcend to heaven with by bringing back the dead? No, my children, I know of your modern science and how they are trying to now resurrect the dead. This shall never be. And I repeat to you, my children, listen well. The disease you call a modern disease, I call it a disease of Satan. That disease, known as AIDS, shall have no cure. It has been sent upon mankind because of their sin. Wars are a punishment for sins, and the wars will accelerate until all of the world is engulfed in one fire. Only my son can ask the Father for a reprieve from what is coming upon you. However, there is a balance carried by Michael. Look, my child, and see. High up in the sky, over on the right side, I can see Michael. Oh, he's absolutely beautiful. He's not wearing a short skirt like they depict here upon Earth. He has on a long white gown, but he's magnificent. His size is, in human language, 5 times larger than any of the angels I have seen. He is a magnificent warrior of heaven, but he's carrying in his right hand a scale. And I see it loaded, actually loaded, it's the only way I can explain this, with what appears to be ingots or blocks of gold. And on the other side, I see miniature figures of people. And it seems that the gold is winning out and forcing these people to slide from the scale, the balance. The world, my children, that is Saint Michael, his voice is booming. The world, my children, I repeat, is sorrily on the path to its own destruction. The balance is far to the left. My child and my children, and especially you, my child Veronica, we have brought you to the site this evening to give a dire message of warning to all mankind. At this very hour, on this very day, a plan has been built now in Russia to attack the United States and Canada. My child, I understand that your government has been greatly deluded by their visitors. They come to see and remember what they have seen to advance their unspiritual and diabolical cohesion with Satan. My child and my children, I wish you to know at this time that we want to protect you, and we warn you constantly. How many times can you count on your fingers the warnings from heaven given through various seers upon earth? My child and my children, the days will grow darker, and there will be hunger in your land. Yes, my child, what I brought you here for this evening is to tell the world that there will be a crash in the monetary doings of your government. An absolute crash that will affect every man, woman, and child in the United States and Canada. And then, like a serpent, creep all over Europe until the world sees one big mass of depression. I can illustrate to you, my children, what I mean by this monetary depression. Should you go and wish to buy a small instrument, even a guitar, that we hear plucking away at the dervishly and devilry of what is called the musical mass, strung by guitars and other creations of Satan. My child, I go on to tell you, you will say that the guitar is not a costly item, but in order to buy this guitar, you will carry an actual satchel, an overnight bag size, my child, let us put it that way clearly, of notes, your currency. It will take a whole suitcase of paper money that no longer has a value. You will soon be reduced to bartering for your food. My child, how can you stop this? Are you going to sit back and allow them to ravage your land as they go about in the outer waters, sailing and diving and watching and coming into your land, keeping with them contact with an organization called the KGB? My child, I know you are affrighted at this knowledge, for I have given you other means of avoiding this in your country by studying the words from the Eternal Father throughout the world. Yes, my child, the whole world must listen now, or they will be engulfed in a total world war. This war will be like no war that man has ever suffered or seen. It will be the end of the world. My child, I know you are affrighted at this word war, death, turmoil, depression, but what can I do but tell you the truth? I cannot smooth over it, or I would be accepted as like those upon earth who, like ostriches, they walk about proud in their scientific knowledge. However, they are fooled by Satan, for Satan has made it known, and we here, my children, as defenders of the faith, defenders of my son's house upon earth, we also know the truth, that Satan is loosed upon earth. All hell is opened up wide. Every major and minor demon, called the devils by others, only they remain upon earth now. Those who perish now in the name of their faith shall be held in abeyance to meet with my son in his second descent onto the earth. Yes, my children and my child, you cannot look back and say, well, this may be happening to my neighbors in Africa, in Europe, but why should we care? For we can go on marrying and singing and being materialistic in our modes, but where is your soul, my children and my child? I ask you this because if one parent refuses and has conscionable knowledge of his refusal being offensive to his God, if one parent casts aside his child, no matter what age that child is, and even into womanhood and manhood, that parent has a responsibility to the children, his and her children to see that they learn fast of the knowledge of God and what is coming upon them. Fear shall be struck into the hearts of most. But as you know, my child and my children, I, as your mother, will be with you throughout all of the conflagrations of the world to see that those who have lived in justice, those who have shed their blood for the salvation of souls, and those who have accepted their roles as a person would on your earth, before all of heaven, there are many who have accepted the role as victim souls. My child, I wish that you, at this time, take 3 photographs. It is urgent. The one you will explore and not read out. The second you may read, but the major message you must leave out. And the third you can explain, but the third part must be a remaining secret until we find it best for the world to know. You see, my child, the enemy is very cagey. He has it all planned that man shall capitulate to save his body, to save his material goods, to save his money, as money has become the god for many. Money and power, this, my child and my children, is what brings upon the wars and the killings and the murders. Your country, the United States, and Canada, and most of the nations of the world now, are being lined up by Russia for major strikes. I tell you this because I cry tears of pity upon you all. How many years, my children, count back? How many years have I come to you as your mother and made known to you the plans of the enemy? And what have you done to help out your brothers and your sisters? Do you sit there smugly, confidential in your own arrogance, and say that this shall not happen to me? This is for someone else. I assure you, my children, this will happen to you, and it will not be the someone else, for it will be you. For as 2 men are working at the till, one will be taken and one will remain. As 2 women are working at the fields, one will be taken, one will remain. My child, it will remain a mystery for you, but for the second photograph. You will read these photographs, my children, and await my son, for his message is far more dire than that which I have given to you this evening. Sit back, my child, and read the photographs, and be very, very careful that you do not forget my directions to you. All about the trees, there are cascading long lights. I call them lights because I can't, in any way that I could judge them, be it physical or supernatural, the lights are like slivers of glass, sharp, and coming from a point directly over Our Lady's statue in the center of the sky. All about us, there are graces being given. They're coming down as slivers of light all about our heads, and they're shining down onto the trees, and they're falling, like the only way I can explain it is that they're falling like slivers of mercurial type of, I don't know what you would call them, instruments from God, my child, instruments. Yes, instruments from God, Our Lady said. Now, Jesus is coming forward. He's dressed in a beige smock, I believe you call it, a gown, and he has on his burgundy cape, The one I'm so used to seeing him in. I love that burgundy cape, and Jesus knows it, and he wears it. And he has about a half inch trimming of gold upon his cape. And I do believe that there's a cowl, a headpiece, but it's now down. Jesus' hair is blowing in the wind slightly. It's not too windy tonight because I can see Jesus' feet. He has on sandals. They're made of a leather-like material. And they have a band about his ankle. And now Jesus is looking all about him. And he's placing his finger, his first finger, to his lips. That means to listen and repeat. Now Jesus is taking a rosary, which he had in his hand. I didn't notice that, but he's taken out of his left hand a rosary in particular. And he's raising the rosary, the crucifix on it, high above our heads, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is speaking now. My child and my children, I use my mother's rosary in order to enlighten you upon this day of, I should say, the formation, this day of an interlude in your life. I say interlude because no words will be able to contain the exact knowledge that we give you this evening, whether by parables or symbolicness or anything that you may call scientific. This, my child and my children, is a direct message from heaven. And I come allowing my mother first to precede me because it is her day of birth upon earth, and I have great love for my mother. But I waited with my heart aching for you all. For if you could only see with the eyes, your human eyes, which of course, my children, is not possible at this time, you will see what is going to happen to all of your relatives and neighbors and friends and others throughout the world as the plans continue in Russia to destroy the world. They shall never take over the world completely, but they will use the power of money and instruments of war to make the nations rise up against each other. This is happening slowly, but due to the state of man's souls upon earth, it will now accelerate very fast, my child and my children. I wish to have this evening with you a time of great rejoicement for my mother. But she wills that we not rejoice on her day of birth, for there are far greater things to rejoice for. My son, our lady is speaking now. She's been crying. I don't know how I could actually sit here and hear our lady cry the way she has been crying. Now Jesus is going over to Our Lady. All this time he was talking, Our Lady has been standing over on our left side. She has both of her hands together with the rosary between her fingers. But her eyes are cast down and the tears, they're glistening in the light of all of the transcending back and forth, these rays that are coming from Jesus onto the trees and down among us. There are glitters of graces all about Our Lady, but Our Lady stands motionless and watching Jesus, nodding her head. Now Jesus is looking all about him. Now he's going over to Our Lady and going on to her right side. That would be our left side. And he's making the sign of the cross like this, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning to his left side, that would be our right side, and he's coming just above the statue. He's standing there and looking about. I can see him so closely now that I feel as though he's standing right before me. He's very tall, you know, so it's difficult to see in the sky how magnificently the heaven has structured him, that he must be at least 6 foot 2 tall, if not a little taller. But now he's smiling, but his smile too is of sadness. There's no way to explain it. It sort of wrenches at your heart, and you feel that there must be something that can be done to have everyone in heaven happy. But Jesus and Our Lady say together, there cannot be happiness where there is sin and destruction. It was like in one voice, Our Lady and Jesus are repeating it again. There can be no happiness upon earth, and I shall enlarge upon it my children at this time. Jesus is placing his hand up and making the sign of the cross. Now Jesus is looking down at me, and he's putting his first finger to his lips. My child and my children, how long do you think we will be able to go across the nations and warn them that war is in preparation? How long can we wait for those who do not wish to be saved because they have lost the faith? They have accepted all the beguilements of Satan and given themselves over to lives of eating and drinking and marrying and making all manner of aversions, which are nothing but insults into the hearts of my mother. Do not think, my children, that I am not aware of what is going on upon earth. For I have counted every hair on the head of every single living creature upon earth, human-wise. We see you all, my children, and I can only say to you at this time that I find you lacking and in dire need of something to straighten you out fast. Since the world has given itself over to murders, murders of the unborn, father against son, daughters against mothers, all manner of carnage also being perpetrated in my house, my church upon earth. How long do you think I shall stand by and watch the destruction of the young because of parents who should not accept the role or the name of parents? For they are destroying their children's souls by their example. Too few now even carry in their home a visage of mine, my children. I ask that that visage of the Sacred Heart be placed in all homes as protection against Satan. Already they are being discarded and thrown in the wastebaskets, my children. So little is the faith. I could go on and on, my child and my children, stating to you and writing out a great discourse on what is to happen to the world and shall come upon you suddenly. Do not follow the scoffers who continue to say, his promise has not and will not come true to return in the second coming. I assure you, I shall come to you all as a thief in the night. Little will you be prepared unless you listen to my mother's counsel and keep your heart open for the truth. The more you seek riches in this life, the less you will have in heaven. For they do not coincide, my child and my children. You cannot have a God symbolized by money before you, for you will love one and hate the other. And whom will you hate, my children, but me? Jesus is looking all about him now, and he's turning very fast, but he's motioning Our Lady to come with him. They're crossing over until they're about at the top of the first bough on our right side, the very thick tree on the first bough. Now, Jesus and Our Lady are looking about everyone, and Jesus now is extending His hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking and He's placing His hands out like this in front of Him. And all from His fingers there are rays of beautiful light. Oh, there's no way I can humanly tell you what this light is like. It's beautiful. I feel if it came my way now, I should perish with joy. The light is so beautiful, but it is falling now upon others on our right side. In the infirm and the ill, and those who are sick of mind or body, these lights are now cascading down. I almost touched one of them, but there was something so supernatural that I knew I had to withdraw my hand or I would die. I knew it. Now, the lights are beginning to dim. They were straight lights. They were similar to the lights that were in one of the photographs taken on the site here, all cascading down onto the Excedra. Only they are the lights over by the trees, cascading down onto the sick and the infirm. Now Jesus is moving fast. Now the wind is catching His gown and His robe. And Our Lady looks, I can't explain how Our Lady looks. She looks crushed. The only thing I can say, I did not expect her to be so sorrowful. We wish to make this a happy birthday for Our Lady, but her heart is too torn. She says this, the best present, my child, that man could give to me is to turn back from his ways which are unpleasing to my Son and the Father and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of life, the Holy Ghost, my child. So now Our Lady is, she's ahead of Jesus now. While He talked, Our Lady went ahead. I could see her skirt blowing in the wind. Oh, Our Lady has on a beautiful pair of slippers. They're gold. I know they must be real gold. They're beautiful, the slippers. And on the tips of the slipper, there is a single on each one, the right and the left foot, a single little gold rosette. Our Lady calls it a rosette. It's very small, but it's a beautiful golden rose. Now, Our Lady is wiping her eyes with her hands, and I know she's bravely trying to stand upright, but she's now standing at our left side with her head down. I know she's crying. I can hear her softly crying. Now, Jesus is going over there by Our Lady. He's come from our right side and is going over to the left, and He's placed His arm now about Our Lady, and He's patting her back. He feels very bad that this message had to be given on her birthday. But Our Lady says this, do not be sorrowful, my child and my children. There will be times of great joy for all of us. This will not be a permanent state upon earth. Earth that is covered with sin and defilement, children against their parents, murders in every street, killing the unborn, and much more that my child that I would wish you to know, but I cannot, for the purity of heart, instruct you on the vile deeds of the Satanists. Now Our Lady is rising high over into the sky, and she's pointing now out towards her left side. She's standing on our right side over the statue, and she's pointing out over to our right side, and she said, now touching her lips fast, look, my child, and see man scurrying to and fro, and where is he going but to damnation? Man has given himself over to Satan, as Satan roams the world. And if you had only listened to me many years ago, I warned you that Satan would be loosed upon earth with every demon out of the abyss. What chance do you have, my children, if you are so proud and arrogant that you think that you can consort with Satan and come out the winner? No, my child, his powers are too great. I cannot explain to you at this time why this is allowed. It is a mystical feat against Satan. My child and my children, my mother wishes that you know that regardless of the state of your souls that are so darkened by the manner in which you are constructing but destructing your lives, my mother has promised you, and she shall not fail in this promise, that she shall remain with you until the end of time. My children, Jesus is looking about you, and I say, my poor children, remember my words. When you become ill, be it physical, mental, or sorrowfully in your heart, you will say, my Jesus, my confidence. And I will truly succor you. I use that word, my child, succor, because it was a favorite word of one of our sons, of my son's house. Yes, you know, and all know who this was, though he met an untimely death, as did the other who came after him. My child and my children, I must also warn you that my mother was not light or can be taken lightly in what she has just given to you as knowledge of the KGB. They are now holding the major stations in your government. They come as angels of light to your leader. And though he has a good heart, he has not the knowledge to understand nor look for the very evil that is about him that can lead this country directly into a confrontation with Russia. It is true, my child, that one of the KGB agents who rose to power was allowed to appear in the Senate and slam his shoe upon the table and say, we will take the United States without firing a shot. Do not take this lightly, my children, for that is exactly what they are doing. Do not be affrighted, my child. You will meet with much controversy over this message, but the truth must be made known. And also, my child, I prepare you well now. You listen to me and remember, your life will not be easy, for these agents will seek to destroy you. Do not be affrighted, my child. I have promised to protect your family. Do not ever feel that I would turn my back from you, no matter how grave the times. You will be very careful, my child, to keep your doors barred to all but your immediate family and the close shrine workers. None others must enter your house. You must instruct your husband to seek only those from the shrine to help him in any major repairs in your home, for he will enter and you will die. Yes, my child, I brought you here this evening so that you will understand that your time has come. Before, it was a war of nerves upon you, but now there shall be physical war, my child, and you must prepare for it. The world will not take this message lightly. Those in the know will understand. The others will seek to hate you. I say unto you, all who wish to be saved must at this time be apart from the world. They can live in the world, but they cannot be a part of it. That you will ponder over, my children, and you will understand. Sometimes I understand that you have difficulty in understanding the symbolism and the manner in which my son brings his message to you. But just remember, nothing is hidden from you. All you will do when you become befuddled, my children, all you will do is pray to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, or pray directly to the Eternal Father and ask him to enlighten you as to the day's woes that come upon you. You are not abandoned, for you all have been given an angel of protection. Yours, my child, is Tomberius. No, not Tomberius, my child. That was them who has chosen to remain away from the graces given him. They cannot be continued unless he returns to the shrine. He cannot enter into the circle, but he must still remember his role as a pilgrim for Christ in the world. He is giving himself over to worldly pursuits, and this takes him farther from the road to heaven. My child and my children, every message that is given is as from me a personal message to each and every one of you to prepare you for what lies ahead. It will not be easy to accept the judgment of mankind against you, for only a few will be saved, my children. And I'm sure, as your mother, that you will wish to be among those who are saved. Remember, keep a constant vigilance of prayer, going about your country and the world. Wear your scapular. Wear any crucifix that you can find. It does not have to be big or small, but an image of my son. Now Our Lady and Jesus are both. Our Lady is raising the crucifix, the beautiful golden crucifix, on her rosary like this. Oh, Our Lady said up high. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you with the shield of the Immaculate Conception. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, may you be protected by the shield of the Immaculate Conception. Now Our Lady is touching the lips. My child, we will be here for the rest of the evening prayers. My mother must then go on to Lourdes. Yes, my child, you cannot understand the humanism that lies even in our hearts. Though everything has become a spirit to the Father, in our human nature upon earth, we have not forgotten. Yes, my mother is traveling on to Lourdes, but she returns as soon as possible. She has the world now to try to awaken them before it is too late. My mother does not rest, but has gone endlessly, timelessly, onto all the nations of the world, appearing personally to implore everyone to stop the carnage that is fast coming upon the world. She does not want to see the world destroyed. Now, my children, remember, wear your armor, the scapular, the rosary. I say the rosary. I do not mean that you will wear it as a decoration. You will wear it about your neck, though hidden from the view of others, just in case you are one of the many who will flee with what is on their backs. You will have no time to turn back. You will have no time to ride. All will depend upon your own years of preparement through learning. The only true way to save your souls is by following the message from heaven. There are false prophets throughout the world, many who are also coming as angels of light to deceive you in the end. Remember, my child, I asked you not to become involved with any other apparitions in the world because, sorrowfully, my children, I must tell you, many of them are not true. So you see, my child, were it not so, I would tell you, but many of them have come forward for a gratification in their human natures. Now, my child, remember that I warn you to bar your doors and do not venture without your house unless there is someone with you. Yes, my child, I sent Grace back. I sent her back to make sure that you do not forget our warnings to you. Now, my child, you will sit back and continue with the prayers of atonement. Keep the rosary about you, my child, too. I say what I say to you, I say to the world. But do not cut yourself out, my child, in your reasoning. Many other messages are for you and the world. Now Our Lady is motioning to Jesus, and he's raising his hand. They're both directly over her statue now, and he's raising his hand like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking towards Our Lady. Our Lady's on our left side, and he's motioning like this, and she's saying yes. Now Jesus is motioning like this to me. Continue now, my children, with the affairs of atonement. Our Lady is still very sad. It's not a very happy birthday to her tonight. The news is too grave, Our Lady said. The news is much too grave.